Winston City Council, September 20th, 2021, 7 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Councilor White. Councilor Cunningham. Councilor Hertz.
Here.
Teresa DeWald.
Here.
Councilor, and I'm the mayor and I'm here. There you go. Any adjustments to the agenda?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Item 7A, we're going to add a third line, an additional business license. Should be in your council packet, Keith Cortez Construction.
Okay.
And I believe the park board report. We're going to push that to next meeting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Will do. Okay. We have Edie Young, Ellen Hobson, and who
Mark
else online?
Mark Bauer.
Mr. Bauer, how are you?
Mayor, not the best.
Well, that's kind of a theme that's been running from you lately.
Yeah. No, I'm running a little fever, but.
So you and the COVID getting to know each other?
I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to find out.
Yeah, I bet. Plus, it's uncomfortable. Anything
yeah.
you have to offer right off the bat?
No, I really don't have anything off the cuff.
Okay. Well, we'll get to you in a little bit then. Thank you.
All right.
Consent agenda, looking for approval of council minutes from August 16th and the September 13th workshop minutes. Motion, please.
I make a motion to approve.
Have a motion, looking for a second.
Second.
Motion and a second, all in favor? Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion carried. Are you eyeing the, I asked if you had an, I called for the vote, you didn't vote.
And yes,
I
had.
And then I said, do we have any negative votes? And you just got to vote said aye.
No, positive.
Okay,
positive.
Thank you.
Okay.
Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name, address, and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. Council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to speak to the council?
I think this is where I'm supposed to step in. Is that right, Scott?
You can give it a shot, Edie.
Okay. I phoned Teresa, and Teresa, well, actually, I texted her, and she said that I should either phone or be there tonight. So I'll introduce myself and then explain what I'm concerned about.
Okay, you've got 3 minutes.
I own property in the town, but I live in 10 Mile at 356 Lockwood Road, Roseburg. My property in the town is at 231 Southeast Suchsdorf. I volunteered many, many years over the time Winston has been there. And I'm a little worried about, I'm concerned about our budget being pretty lopsided right now in favor of making everything go into paying for new equipment and new things for the police department.
Everything?
Now, yes?
Okay, go ahead. You got 3 minutes, by the way, Edie.
Okay. I do understand we need police very badly. I am so glad we have them. However, having them buying new equipment and new things every meeting, which seems to be from what I can see on the agendas, worries me. And I think that it might be a lot more. I think perhaps our counselors need to talk to a CPA or someone and find out how much is spent altogether, including grants, money from the general budget, money they bring in for extra funds for requests, etc., and check to see if we're not paying more money than we need to be when in fact we cannot buy things for the parks, which I am totally interested in, and other things for repairs in the city. And that is my comment for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Edie. I'll address this with the council, and we'll address your issue. We'll address your issues at another time.
I understand that.
Thank you. Anybody else like to speak to the council? Okay.
There's someone out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand. I can't see if I'm looking down playing with my pen. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Go ahead. You need to approach the podium. Give us your name, address, and you got 3 minutes.
My name is Jasmine Geyer. Address is 640 Strickland Canyon. My question is the incident that happened with the senator at the high school. I would like to know why the senator was removed from the high school grounds by the police chief. And what protocol is for an elected official to be on school grounds normally. Had that been the governor, would she have been allowed on school grounds? We had heard that they had prior permission, actually 3 different times they approached the principal. And so I was just curious why the police chief was called. And then leading into that, I was curious if the police chief here or yourself as mayor, if any of you guys would be interested in writing some sort of resolution like the sheriff or something like that, where you guys maybe stay out of some of, this is a separate issue obviously, but stay out of some of the COVID enforcement or like taking a stand like that publicly for the city of Winston.
To answer your first, you can stay up here if you'd like, because you might want to talk back to me.
I get a rebuttal.
You might. The issue was not with the city, the issue was with the school board.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it wasn't the school board, it was the superintendent.
Well, but that's part of the school district, and the school board has jurisdiction there. Police chief was probably called to take care of the action. That's his job to respond to situations at schools. We have school resource officers that may have called for help. I don't know what the situation was. As far as a resolution,
what's the protocol for an elected official? I mean, would that be standard for a senator to be removed? They're welcome
to come here. That's the situation you deal with the school board.
It has nothing to do with the school board. It was being trespassed off of school grounds.
Sure it does. The school board obviously had control over the situation.
So the school board could have showed up at that point and told the police chief to stand down?
There again, it's a school property. It's not city property.
So why did the police chief come?
Because they were called. So chief, is that what happened? Were you called?
Yes, it'd be no different than, you know, first of all, I can't go political. It's not that I don't agree or disagree. I'm just telling you that we can't do...
Who went political? Well,
we can't do a document supporting, is what I'm saying, like the sheriff can do. We can't do that. Police chiefs can.
But your city manager can direct you to not, or whoever your boss is can direct you to not.
Well, the city manager is my boss. But so any type of property, so say, for instance, it doesn't matter if you're elected official or not. If the owner of the property...
That obviously would lend itself to be a little more...
They can argue that in a court proceeding, but my job is to enforce what the property owner wants done.
Okay, so no, nothing? Okay.
That's correct.
By chance, did you contact the superintendent of schools and ask the same questions?
I did, yeah.
And did you get a response?
The school board does not have jurisdiction over the police chief, so the school board could have done nothing. It would have been his boss that needed to tell him to stand down, so you guys know if he was doing anything.
If I remember correctly, according to the newspaper, the two officers that were involved were also...
He always references the newspaper.
Yeah.
The school enforcement officers there, is that correct?
Both the school resource officers and myself were there.
That's right. And the two police officers that were there are actually funded by the school district.
Yeah, I'm aware, but he has jurisdiction over them.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was just asking.
Can I ask exactly what happened?
So the school board, actually was the superintendent called one of my SROs and said that there was going to be a protest at the school property.
It was not a protest. It was a plant. They had permission to be there. It was not a protest.
Okay. I'm just telling you what I know. Right.
You said you knew
why don't you let me speak? Why don't you let me speak, and then you can do whatever you want. So the school requested that we show up because they're going to have a protest. The officer showed up, I showed up. The school made an area in the front of the high school where they can have there was a bleacher there for the students to protest. And their plan was to allow them to protest. They could be there all day. That's what we were told. They did not want any adults on the property unless there was a reason for them to be on the property. We were told that. The next phase was Dallas Hurd showed up. He started putting up a generator. He was going to work with the kids and do his thing. The school board or the school principal at the time said, we don't want anyone that's not supposed to be here on the property that's an adult. We went out there, we told Dallas, hey, you can go down on the state highway, you can protest, you can do whatever you want to do. You can't be here where the kids are going to do their protest. And he complied. He wasn't happy about it, but he complied, and then he left. That's what it was.
It was never a protest. They asked if they have a state senator at their disposal, and that's pretty unique. I'm in the middle of talking. Remember, we were going to interrupt. They had gotten permission from the principal 3 different days in a row, did all the protocol they were supposed to do. They asked, can you come tell us how to represent ourselves? We don't want to wear masks. What can we legally do to represent ourselves as, you know, older high schoolers? And we're given permission and get a senator on school property, and then to have him removed, I mean, is embarrassing and pretty terrible form, in my opinion.
So I think the confusion comes in as to who you're airing your grievance with.
Well, I'm asking the issue because he had
your grievance is with the school.
That's part of it. Okay. For sure.
So then maybe you need to talk to the school board and have an appearance there. All we were doing, according to Chief Sardi, was responding to a request from the school.
Yep, I get that. I was asking what protocol is for a senator. I mean, that was an appropriate question for this thing.
The protocol is the same for everybody. If the school wants them gone, we escort them off.
Right.
Is that correct, Chief?
But that's if it
correct.
Wasn't somebody taken as for a reason, then a senator usually wouldn't be just trespassed from a school for, little.
Like I said, your comments need to be directed to the school board, not us.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to the council? Moving right along. Economic development. Lenny Harris. Harris, you got the report?
Yes, I got the report. I unfortunately didn't make that meeting because I was out of the state, but I will go over what they had spoke about and get to my report. So I got the report from Glenn. Looks like the current city council will plan an appointment of members to economic development. We've been looking for new members for that for a little while, but it looks like we finally have a meeting set that looks like it's tonight. But I don't know of anybody that has applied for that. Cindy, do you have anybody that's filed applications or anything?
I have not.
Okay.
And it's been time to go on
We need to recruit some people differently. DC Co-op has all their permits, so they will be moving forward this next month. We saw plans at the Urban Renewal meeting Thursday. Looked really, really great. Excited to have that in town. Logger's Pizza had a setback due to some mechanical permits, but they are now open and got that moved forward. Appreciate everybody that helped getting that moved forward. They discussed a new smoke shop next to Subway, which it looks like we got the business license in our packet. County may be moving forward with a light at Rolling Hills to slow down traffic. Suggested that the speed limit be reduced. There will be a TSP on September 29th at 7 at the community center. Discussed grants for signs for wayfinding. Last I heard, that was in the court for Jacob. He was handling a grant for
the wildlife safari.
Thank you. DLCD needs comp plan for housing needs update. We have the grants to do it. Thanks to Mr. Thomas. Sewer siphon was discussed and the need for infrastructure updates. Nichols property and rezone to RM, medium residential. Did that go through? Or they're just making
That's the discussion we're having. Is that correct, Thomas?
Preliminary stages.
Okay.
For that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Water availability was discussed. 90 lots application at Safari is being processed, is proceeding. The cleanup at Brockway Homes were discussed with positive progress moving forward. And the next meeting will be October 13th for the Economic Development.
How many people do you have on that board now?
There's two. It's not enough. Yeah, there's only two.
What happened to the rest of them?
There's technically five, but there's two active members that show up and, like, actually.
And the park board we're putting off, is that correct?
Yes.
Department reports. Christopher Sherlock's report is in your packet. Chief Sergeant, anything else to add?
Don't have anything to add. It's all been in my weekly.
Perfect. Andy, anything?
Yes, Your Honor. Council members, yeah, just a quick update. We did a couple more demos on for some street sweepers. I know that council's aware of that. So we've been doing some demos of that with a couple. We're liking this global system. It's a pretty nice sweeper. That's in the 280 range, probably. 260, 280, in that kind of range. We also had an issue with our Little Glass Creek pump station. We lost power to that station and lost control Saturday. So basically the interface system that controls the pumps is no longer operable, so staff had to run that station on hand starting Saturday up until this afternoon. So we contacted TAG, a company that works at the treatment plant and the water plant, to come down. They troubleshooted it. We had to relays out some other issues going on there. We did get the system to work on floats. The control system itself has been operable. So we are looking at prices for either a new system, updated system, interface system to control that station. But right now it is operable. The dialer works. It's on floats. So that's kind of where I don't have any preliminary numbers for council yet on where we're looking at costs for that Looking Glass pump station.
Isn't that a Looking Glass? I'm sorry, I think it's no.
Yeah, Looking Glass Creek. That was pretty much it. I just wanted to just touch bases with that one. That's a big one.
Did you get that pump station fenced?
We just got the property. We're going through that process with Mr. Grexel, so we're working on that one. We got a bunch of dirt to move. But yeah, we have all that. We haven't got it moved yet. We have quite a amount of material to move to get that fence and secured, and that's one of the things, getting the proper layout in there to get our generator and stuff in there. So yeah, we're moving forward on that. We have not got it fenced yet.
Cool.
I'm having a senior moment. You said Looking Glass. We're not talking Snow Avenue.
No.
Okay, how old is Looking Glass?
15 plus years. Over 15 years, probably.
And what's the life expectancy?
We try to, we typically want to see 50 years out of the city infrastructure. So we maintain a 50. That particular system, it's a Romtec system. It's a flight FMC 200 control system, which they're outdated. They don't make them anymore. So it's like things that get, so we have to kind of go through the process. There are a couple of flight pumps in there. It picks up the flow from that area.
Would it be an idea maybe to, shall we say, update or refresh that pump station?
Yeah, we'll be looking at that option to update the control systems and things like that. That's part of the process. We'll bring it in front of council with our options that we have. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank
that's
you.
All right.
Great. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Thomas?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Members of council, members of the audience. There is one thing that we were hoping to add in. As part of the long range projects, the TSP, you're all acclimated to what we're doing there. The first open house is on the 29th. The PAC meeting, meaning the Planning Advisory Committee, is supposed to take place the same day, 3:00. So we're supposed to pick a 6 to 8 member PAC. People that can have expertise in the area, want to help with the circulation plan, want to help with the update. What we have is 4 names, so we're looking for ideas, suggestions from council, individuals that might be able to take part and participate.
And when is this meeting?
It would be on the 29th at 3 p.m. Now, there will be ongoing meetings for the PAC because the PAC is intricate in the process. There's a lot of decision-making for the updates down before a formal adoption takes place. So, Councilor DeWalt has graciously accepted an invitation to be in that PAC. It's myself and someone from Winston Public Works, also Douglas County Public Works, will also be on the PAC. So we'll be looking for a couple of individuals from the community that might want to add their expertise in helping to add to that group.
Great.
Do we have a spot that we can put that on the website that we're looking for?
Yeah, it's something
some volunteers.
Yes. We will make.
How we come along with the updating of the website, by the way?
Have you looked at it?
I looked at it today. It looked good.
It was good. Okay.
I had to
good.
Look at it.
No,
and
I
see if we had a meeting
it's,
tonight.
Yeah, it's.
Thomas, on that meeting on the 29th at 7 o'clock, who is chairing that?
Well, technically the PAC chair, the PAC we don't have together yet. So it's going to be pretty imperative. We really only need two more names, and we got a pretty good idea, but I wanted to put it to council first, in case you folks maybe had some good ideas. But we need six members, and we'll pick a chair, and they'll be chosen at the 3 p.m. PAC meeting, and then at the 7 p.m. they'll chair.
And you expect it to last how long?
There's no expectation, really. We're rolling out goals and policies, and it's just a shell for the new TSP, because the old one is 1999, I think 2001, in that range. So pretty old, antiquated data. So they are essentially starting anew in a lot of different areas. Most whole plan.
And there will be a sufficient notification to the public on the meeting?
Right, so we're putting it on the website, the reader board. We've also done a media notice. And in addition to that, we've let our contract, Kittleson & Sons, know as well. They're going to help us with public outreach. Our original approach was to do a brochure and all of the sewer bills, which was a very tall order to do all that. I actually helped stuff with envelopes as well. So we couldn't necessarily do that again, but we did get it out. Get the word out there that we're changing the time.
What do you not do?
Give me a break.
Jack of all trades, master of all.
I love it. I love it.
Cool. Anything else, Thomas?
Nope.
So seeing no old business, new business. We have new business licenses from MJE Industrial, LLC, Natalie Woodward, Dev's Smoke Shop, and then the other one that you mentioned, Thomas, was
Cortez Construction, LLC.
Right, Keith Cortez Construction. Chief, these all fly?
The last one that you're talking about, I don't know if I signed off on that one or not. Sure. The one that you guys can
Yeah, you did.
You did.
All right, you're all good.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you very much. Next subject would be a LOC voting delegate.
Don't we need to vote on?
Oh, yes, we do. Excuse me. So all in looking for a motion?
I
on
make a motion that we accept all new business licenses as read.
A motion? Looking for
a second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I said aye.
I didn't hear you. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. LLC voting delegate. We need to select one of us as an alternate to
Mr.
be
Mayor.
The voting, to be the delegate to the LLC convention, which was going to be held via the internet.
Yeah, we do recommend that the volunteer text, because it's going to be very technology. I'm sure you are.
Oh yeah, no. So it's on the 22nd of October, I think, whatever the last Friday is. Need to sit in on the meeting on the internet.
I'll be out of town.
Sure you will. You can do it from there. Wherever there is.
Alaska.
Okay.
They have it says Saturday.
Saturday? Okay.
Yeah.
Well then, I didn't read it.
I'll do it.
I read it differently.
You want to do it?
I'll do it.
Lenny will do it. I need an alternate as well.
Teresa will do it.
Very good. Covered that. We'll get that filled out, get that sent
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome.
Thank you both. Resolution 21-1005.
Hello, I got a question on
here. Yes, sir. Excuse me.
We were here just for a client following on a business license. That has been concluded. We have your permission.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Okay, resolution.
Okay, resolution 21-1005, read by title only. Chief Sardi, please.
Resolution number 21-1005, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the acting city manager to enter into an agreement with J. Hunt Building, LLC for the construction of a 66-foot by 24-foot parking cover at the police department in an amount not to exceed $27,000.
Mayor, council, community members.
Staff report.
The everyone knows about the parking lot project and the limits that we had going through it. As we were building on the project, we were finding areas that we had to cut in order to save costs and stay within budget. One of them was the overhang. In talking to the contractors that were doing the concrete work, a guy by the name of Jeremy Hunt, did the design and had the had an engineer to do. When we cut that project, he told me that because this was a prevailing wage project, we can get it under cost if that's the one that we cut, and we can get a lot better deal on it if we go that route. I'm like, all right. So we had our meeting. We decided to cut the that project for the overhang to get the rest of it completed. Now that it's completed, I sat down with the city manager, Mark Bauer, talked to him a little bit about what we can do to get that overhang done for the guys so we have some sort of cover somewhere at the facility. And he said, you know, look at your capital projects, see where we're at there. The Connex container, that's the one that stuck out. I requested $40,000 for the Connex container. And that got cut during the budget to $20,000. So with that amount that's in there, I can't buy the Connex container that I need, but what I can do is finish our parking lot project. So with that being said, I want to use the $20,000 out of my capital, and then some of the equipment, me and the sergeant sat down and discussed the equipment needs for the department. We're going to cut our thermal imager, the cameras to the back of the building and the cabinets to give me $28,000 out of my capital. So in theory, the money is there and budgeted for the overhead came to be completed.
They're just moving the money around.
I'm moving it around to make it work so we can finish that job. So, and this year, really, I mean, that's one of our higher investments for a city is our patrol vehicles. And it's an area that we can work undercover, fixing lights, doing whatever it is that we're doing, you know, storing bikes, doing whatever, that we have some cover for. So that's kind of the plan.
Will that impact any on the, when you mentioned about the thermatic imaging?
The thermal imaging.
Yeah, is that not a safety issue?
No, the thermal imager, I was trying to purchase one a year for the cars. Thermal imager, we have a canine one that we're using right now, and the canine officer is leaving it for the guys under to use. So, you know, eventually, do I want to get there? Yeah, all these needs are important needs, or we wouldn't have them on there. But I'm looking at the overall picture of what's best for the department, the agency, and that's that.
Okay,
that's
have we got all of our computers?
Different topic, I can discuss that, but yeah, it's we're getting there. This is police department budget. Computers are a city budget item. They don't deal with the PD. That's where we're at.
Any more questions for Chief Sardi? Comments from the audience? Okay, looking for a motion. 21-1005.
I make a motion that we approve resolution number 21-1005.
Have a motion, looking for a second.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign?
No.
Okay, I have one no, one nay. Councilor White. Motion carries.
All right. Business. Thank you.
Resolution 20-1006, fee schedule update. By title only, Ms. Sardi, please.
Resolution number 21-1006, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council bringing fees up to date and naming this document City of Winston Fee Resolution and repealing all previous fee resolutions.
And Who is going to do the staff report?
I'll be doing that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, Thomas.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So typically when doing the research in terms of fee schedules, most jurisdictions will do a 5 or a 6%, a lot of them a 6% annual increase at the beginning of every budget year. Winston has remained essentially consistent in for the past several years with our fees, with the minor exceptions here and there. Staff got together and took a comprehensive approach to addressing not just fees that were insufficient to reflect the staff time and effort and city resources that are taken to carry out the task, but also line item redundancies, duplicates, those types of things, also just misnomers. There was a few of those as well. So we found it incumbent to update it. And so you have attached, you have a fee schedule that has the current fees, and then to the right, there's the proposed new fees that we feel more adequately reflect the staff time and effort that we're putting into carry out permits and other tasks. Happy to take any questions.
Concerning the parks, has the fees changes been discussed with the park board?
No.
They have not.
Should it not be an idea to run that through the park board since that's within their purview?
That's probably all. Go ahead.
I would think so, because we've already been discussing it, so I think we should have some input as far as the fees go, knowing that the projects we have for maintenance going forward.
You have had some discussion, or
we
you
have.
Need to have?
We have had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just throw my 2 cents in here as staff.
Please.
If I would have felt appropriately if we needed to readjust the park fees, I would have done that and brought that to the park board. But with the current pavilion and the things that are there, there's really what's there is there. But we certainly can't. We can certainly bring that back.
Am I missing just the straight use of the park fees?
Yeah, it's right after tour connections.
Yeah.
And also too.
No. I mean the actual use
he's
of.
He's talking about the whole park.
The rent of the whole park.
Yeah. Because also in there too is concerning the community center. Was any discussion on that?
That should be brought to the park board again.
That should be brought to the park board also.
We tried to do that once before.
So did you decide not to go with increases in the renting of the entire park at River Bend Park?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
What's the fee there now?
It's broken down per section. So the base fee we had before was a little confusing because we have RV camping, we have tent camping, we have different areas of the park. And somebody may want to rent the whole park but is not interested in the RV park. Or they may not be interested in the concession stand. So we have the park's kind of broken down that way. It seems to be a little simpler because right now it was like $395 for the park and that general, but that doesn't really take the whole park in. So there's other sections of the park. So it's kind of broken down that way.
The community center fees, when would you like to start those?
I believe it would be, correct me if I'm wrong, Thomas, would we start that at the new calendar year, new budget year?
New budget year.
So not till next June?
I strongly suggest that go through the park board for verification. Okay, and the reason for that is that's one of their duties and responsibilities is fee adjustments.
But on the parks, you didn't really make any adjustment to the price. It was just the deposit that I see was adjusted.
Is that still a change?
Yeah, the deposit's the one that's it's the cleaning and the breaking of things.
Right.
Identify that.
So we don't.
So did the park
Pardon me. I can't hear everything that's going on, but I believe it's, you're talking about park fees?
Yes, ma'am.
That will be on the agenda of our next park board as well.
Okay, so then we should probably table this for the time being then. We're going to table the entire fee schedule till the next council meeting, please.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't hear all of it, so.
That's okay. We'll speak up.
It's going to be canceled till the next meeting.
We're tabling that for the next meeting, Edie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, moving right along. Employee per diem increases, title only. Ms. Sardi, please.
Resolution number 21-1007. The resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing an increase in per diem meal compensation for employees who travel out of the jurisdiction to conduct city business.
And who's going to file the staff report?
Good evening, Mayor, members of council, members of the office. So essentially, we took the same approach with the per diem situation as we did with the fee schedule. The per diem hasn't been looked at since 2003, and there were some concerns that were, so just so council knows, the per diem is city employees go out of town on city business and they're compensated for meals, and the city essentially supports them in that regard. There were some concerns that were brought to staff, particularly from PD or the city officials that frequently go out of town, that the breakfast and lunch dollar amount really wasn't sufficient to support our staff. So we feel that the breakdown, which is essentially a $10 difference, it's a $4 difference for breakfast, lunch it's a $5 difference, and dinner it's $1. So 10, 15, 25 respectively, more adequately would support our staff and show a little more appreciation for what they do, especially traveling outside of town.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not sure that's enough. I mean, I don't know where you can get a decent breakfast for $10. And our lunch for $15 anymore. Carl and I were at a little ramen stand in Corvallis, and lunch was $38.
Most all the police department activity or training is Portland, Salem, Eugene area, typically Portland.
I think you're probably at least $12 for breakfast, $18 for lunch, and maybe even closer to $30 for dinner.
I think if we kept it around a $50 instead of the $40 that it looks like here, or it moved up to $50
a day.
Yeah, $50 a day.
Well, could it be done this way, is that you just give one block of money and be divided up among the person using the per diem to see if they want to fit?
I think that's how it typically is, right? He's saying that
give them $50 a day
for food, but it's basically supposed to be broken up like this. But
it's supposed to be broken up. So each, like when an employee goes to training, they get it's a pink form that we've had here for 30 years, and you fill out the dates. So you got a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and depending on if the training allows if they support the lunch or not, then we just kind of figure that all out. And that's how we do it. So each day might be a little bit different. You might only get like a dinner when you're heading off, and the next 3 days you got all three.
Is there a way to change that?
Right. Just doesn't sound like it, because sometimes, like, you'll go to some, like when we go to LOC meetings, the lunch is generally
furnished
as part of the deal. So,
okay.
So when Dave turns in $15 for lunch, we'll know he's pulling something,
right? Okay.
Only 15?
Well, at this point. I would like to see the numbers be a little bit more. $60 and break them up. I mean,
the values that you suggested are perfectly reasonable, and we could entertain action with just changing those dollar amounts on the resolution.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Do you have an opinion?
Well, I concur with your comments. I think that it's still a little on the low side with numbers that were represented. I do think it has to be broken up, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because for the same comments that the chief made.
Okay.
With conferences. But I do think that even at the numbers that were stated in the staff report, I think they're still a little low.
Yeah, I mean, and the way it's going, it's going to get nothing but worse, I'm afraid.
Right.
And if you guys, people are traveling for business, they shouldn't have to eat at McDonald's every meal.
If we update it now, can we approve it? Or does this have to be rewritten?
You can make a motion to that effect.
We can. Okay, so.
Question, where does mileage fit in on this? Is that an entirely different
mileage system? Shows up on the card, and there's compensation at 0.345.
Right, and the way the prices are going, is there any degree of flexibility to that, or is that a hardcore number?
I think the IRS number is closer to 50 cents.
Yeah, it is like 0.54 or something.
You know,
like that.
So you know that's something that we probably should
those are
look
all
at too.
They need to be looked at. I mean, if you're driving your personal vehicle, you need to be, you know.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go, let's go $12 for breakfast.
12. Okay.
18 for lunch.
18.
And $30 for dinner.
And what do we say about on the mileage as per current federal guidelines?
Yes.
Does that even come up with this one?
No, it doesn't. But if we're going to add it.
Okay.
And if we need to come back and redo it again later, we will. But it's a lot closer to 54 cents.
I thought it was 54 cents. I just did mine, so I think it's 54 cents.
Okay.
I think
it's better to set it as per current federal guidelines because that is a variable. It goes
sure.
up and down.
It does go
down.
Yeah. And it slowly goes up.
You know what the state has for per diem? You know what theirs are broke down at?
For meals?
Yeah. Very similar?
Yes. Similar to what you just did, yeah.
So can we add this, Mark, or do we need to resubmit the whole thing?
No, as far as the travel costs go?
Yes. Hi, Misha.
Yeah, that's Misha. You can add it now if you'd like. And you're talking about modifying it to the IRS number?
Yes.
Yeah, you can add it now.
Okay. Make that so, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 56 cents per mile right now.
56. Okay.
58.
So we have then, okay, I need a motion, please, to include these changes.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 21-1007 with the additional changes that we made to the breakfast.
And to state them.
Breakfast being $12, lunch being an $18, and dinner being a $30 per diem. And we will update the mileage to current federal guideline of 0.56 cents per mile.
No.
Oh, whatever it is.
Okay.
It will
make it flexible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever the IRS standard
to the
is.
Federal guideline yeah. standard. Okay.
To have a motion, looking for a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Motion carries. Enjoy your travel. Resolution 21-1008, proceed with housing needs analysis grant. Read by title only. Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 21-1008. The resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council in support of moving forward with grant and contract services with the Department of Land and Conservation Development, DLCD, to update the housing needs analysis and buildable lands inventory located in the comprehensive plan.
Thank you. Mr. McIntyre, we're going to do the
gosh.
Staff report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So essentially, we've had an open dialogue on this project that's coming up. It's been very exciting. It's 100% funded through grant, through TLCD. And essentially, there are components in the comprehensive plan that analyze the housing stock that we will need for the next 20 years. It's also justifiable analysis that allows us to look at if we could expand or exchange our urban growth boundary, as well as other minor things such as land use actions for plan amendment zone changes. As part of the grant application materials, the state requires a resolution in support of the submittal. We've already submitted them, and we know we're getting the grant, and so the resolution will come in after the fact, which is very common. Happy to answer any questions.
How much is a grant?
So we didn't even have to fill out any budget forms, anything like that, because they have contract staff in-house. And so there was essentially two options. Either they could give us the money and we could fill out all the supplementary budget forms and then figure all that out, and then we could pick our contract people that we'd want, or we allow them to contract it in-house. And I mean, they have great people. Eco Northwest is a huge one, and they just did the city of Roseburg a year ago or so. So we don't know what it's going to cost. If we decided to contract it through our city, then we would have had a better value. My estimate, based on my experience in working with these, probably up into the 70 or 80 grand in that neighborhood.
So it's a pretty good job. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we need it.
Okay, so looking for a motion. Excuse me, any more comments or questions for Thomas? Comments from the audience? Council action. Looking for a motion to approve 21-1008.
I make a motion that we pass resolution 21-1008 as read.
Motion, looking for a second.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Any upcoming agenda items? Mr. Bauer?
He's gone.
That'll be a no.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
What about, are we going to talk in the next meeting about what we discussed at the workshop?
We're going to talk about that in just a moment.
Okay, good deal.
Thank you very much. Anyway, upcoming agenda items? Non-agenda items from council. Who wants to do this one? Dave, you or I?
At our past workshop, we discussed the validity and prioritization of the siphon project. And as it stands, as it stood, is that we recognize that as the most critical thing that we should do it at the highest priority because of, one, public safety, two, the disastrous effects it could have, failure, and three, that the existing system is, shall we say, very overaged. And so we are taking a look at that very seriously. As we take a look at that, maybe Andy could take a look at that and see what would be the, one, the most economical way, two, is how much it would cost, and three, to find out as cheaply as possible.
I think, Dave, there's two things we need to look at here.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have that the sewer line that you referred to off of?
The trunk line?
The trunk line.
Yes, sir.
That's in dire straits. We need to address that as well, and with these funds. And is it possible to get an estimate of the scope of work from our engineer of choice at this point? And what would historically he charge us for that?
I think we can we'll reach out to him for a scope of work, and he will. Some of us will put a scope together, and then we'll review it, bring it to council before we do any action on it, like we would typically do. and we'll have a kind of a general scope of what they're looking at and the cost associated with that.
So a cost of the scope or a cost of the project?
It'd be cost of the preliminary engineering, their overview of what we're looking at.
Okay.
So council would be up to what we're looking at for all.
So if I may, Mayor.
Please.
They calculate their fees based on a percentage of the cost of the project. So until they have the chance to scope the project, we won't know what the engineering fees will be.
Okay. So we can basically get an estimate of the cost of the project for nothing then, huh?
Essentially that's correct. On any project, if you were to go out individually, instead of having an engineer of record, if you went out for an RFP on them, you would essentially be getting the project outlined for you for free. Now, the question is on qualification, you know, you're with engineers, I'm sorry. I've got a dog that wants to join in on the conversation.
That's fine. We can talk to Misha.
Typically, we're looking for qualifications when we go out on these projects, and then we negotiate price with them after the fact. So once we select our consultant. So I don't know that it's necessarily true to say you get it for nothing, but you at least end up with a negotiation with the most qualified firm. Now, right now, we've determined that Civil West is our most qualified firm, and that's who we've been working with. So, essentially, they can cost the project, and if we decide not to do it, it's like getting an estimate for free.
Okay. So basically, there's two things we're dealing with. We're dealing with the trunk line, so we need a scope of work for that, and then we need a scope of work for boring a new
crossing. Yes.
So do we need a motion on that and to get Andy to get that started? Do we need to approve that?
Okay, so if you want to give him a motion or a resolution, it's just a stronger statement. So I would say yes, that motion would be the way to go.
Okay.
And Misha agrees.
Anything else you want to offer? Does Misha want to offer anything else?
No, I never know with her.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark. So I'm looking for a motion and a second to and a vote to encourage Andy to proceed with Civil West Engineering for a scope of work quote for both of those projects. Anybody?
I'll make a motion to direct the Superintendent of Public Works to find out about the siphon and the trunk project. I need to say anything more?
That's good. Looking for a second.
I second that.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Good of the order. Check copies. Anybody else have non-agenda items? Council. Okay, go to the order. Check copies are in a packet. Claims in excess of $500 are here. Announcements. Transportation System Plan Meeting, 9:29 at 7 p.m. at the Community Center. City Council Meeting on the 4th of October. You going to be here for that, Mr. Bauer?
I'll know more tomorrow, okay. And I will give you an update tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Columbus Day is on 10-11. The city offices will be closed. Park Board meets on the 12th at 5 p.m. right here.
Open. I beg your pardon. The city offices are open on Columbus Day.
Oh, they are. Excuse me. They are. Park Board, do you have any feelings about moving that to a different time, Ms. DeWall? Are you fine with 5 o'clock?
Whatever works for.
Okay, we'll leave that at 5 o'clock then. Economic development at noon on the 13th. The executive session, none today. Thank you very much.
Meeting adjourned at 7:54 p.m.
Thanks, Mark. So what happens tomorrow?